Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Craig Biggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Derek Bell. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sean Berry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moises Alou. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Everett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brad Ausmus. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Boger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Lima. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Jose Lima. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Woodard. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Woodard. And now, play ball. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Cirillo, and into shallow left field. Biggio reaches second base with a double. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Biggio moves to third. One out. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Biggio scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Sean Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Berry hits a line drive beyond second. Vina can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Moises Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Berry. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Berry steals second. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cirillo hits a line drive beyond second. Biggio can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Everett hits a line drive towards first. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ausmus strikes out. Two outs. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boger hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. Jenkins moves to third. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Lima is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lima strikes out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Biggio hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Biggio reaches second base with a double. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Biggio is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Woodard is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Woodard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-1 in the game. Vina hits a line drive beyond second. Biggio can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vina moves to third. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a fly ball towards center. Everett catches it and throws to home to double up Vina. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bagwell strikes out. 1 out. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Alou reaches second base with a double. Carl Everett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Everett reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ausmus is 0-for-1 in the game. Ausmus hits a pop-up into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Boger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boger is 0 for 1 in the game. Boger strikes out. 1 out. Jose Lima is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lima is 0 for 1 in the game. Lima hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lima moves to second. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Biggio is hit by the pitch. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Cirillo, and into shallow left field. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lima scores. Biggio goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Astros. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bagwell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bagwell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Bagwell moves to third. It's 5-0, Astros. Brad Woodall now pitching. Moises Alou is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bagwell scores. Berry moves to third. It's 6-0, Astros. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Everett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Berry scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Astros. Brad Ausmus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ausmus is 0 for 2 in the game. Ausmus takes first base on ball 4. Everett moves to second. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boger is 0 for 2 in the game. Boger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Woodall bunts towards first. Bagwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Biggio covering, for the out. Valentin moves to third. Matheny moves to second. 1 out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin scores. Matheny moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Astros. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Lima is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lima is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lima hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio strikes out. 2 outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnetz strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lima covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bagwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bagwell hits a line drive beyond short. Valentin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Moises Alou batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards third. Berry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brad Woodall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Woodall is 0 for 0 in the game. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a line drive into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Everett strikes out. one out. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ausmus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ausmus hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boger is 0 for 3 in the game. Boger hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Scanlon now pitching. Ricky Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cirillo hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Loretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Burnetz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnetz hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Loretta moves to second. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Jenkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Loretta moves to third. Jenkins moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Brian Banks now playing first base. Mark Loretta now playing shortstop. Ricky Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bagwell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bagwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Everett. Banks reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.